This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Friday, March 6th, brought to you by CPDA, the Business Council for Agrotechnology. Good afternoon, I'm Jeff Nally. Well, the price of both Brent crude oil and West Texas Intermediate above $90 a barrel today. Futures for Brent crude, $92.69. It's up 27% for the week. In the meantime, WTI futures settled at $90.90, up nearly 36% this week. The escalating conflict in Iran fueling a huge rally that shows no signs of slowing down. The latest time prices reached these marks at the end of September 2023. Well, the Trump administration today said it had worked out a plan to ensure ships in the Strait of Hormuz against war risk for up to $20 billion. We are confident that our reinsurance plan will get oil, gasoline, LNG, jet fuel, and fertilizer through the Strait of Hormuz and flowing again to the world, according to Ben Black. He is chief executive of the U.S. International Development Finance Corporation in the announcement. Thousands of ships are currently stuck at either end of the strait. In peacetime, about a fifth of the world's oil supply passes through the waterways daily. Storage tanks are filling up with oil that can't set sail, forcing producers to cut output. IDFC's announcement came 3 days after President Trump said the federal government would provide political risk insurance and financial security guarantees for energy trade in the Gulf region. In the press release today, it did not address Trump's offer for the U.S. Navy to escort commercial ships through the strait if necessary. Many ships able to get insurance but have declined to traverse the strait for fear of coming under attack. A long-awaited draft bill aimed at expanding the U.S. ethanol market is nearing completion, that according to Representative Randy Feenstra. The Iowa Republican told AgriPulse that the House Legislative Council, which helps to write the new bills, is working on a measure that would allow year-round and nationwide sales of higher ethanol blends. Feenstra, co-chair of the Rural Domestic Energy Council to Advance E15, he said once the bill is released, it should be introduced to the House members back from the recess for the week of March 16th. He expects the legislation to be taken up as a standalone bill. Well, as New World screwworm remains a problem in Mexico, continues to inch closer to the Texas border, entomologists say it's best to be proactive and prepared for the pest to enter the U.S. rather than react if it gets here. Phil Kaufman, head of the Department of Entomology at Texas A&M University, said we all need livestock owners to know how to manage their animals, maintain their facilities, and treat any animals for prevention if they think they have an NWS problem. Kaufman said the spread in Mexico has been affected by animals moving north, usually illegally. Well, AgriPulse Food and Ag Policy Summit is rapidly approaching March 23rd. AgriPulse founder and publisher Sarah Wyatt announced today that EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin is confirmed to participate in the event at the National Press Club. Wyatt said, with EPA's pivotal role on everything from biofuels to pesticides and water quality, we are delighted to have Administrator Zeldin share key insights on his agency's efforts. This year's summit is themed Profit, Policy, and Possibility, Mapping the Future of Market Expansion for U.S. Agriculture. Details on the event can be found at agripulse.com. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by CPDA. CPDA is the Business Council for Agrotechnology. Our members provide and distribute the adjuvants, inerts, and post-patent crop protection tools that farmers rely on. CPDA is working with EPA and Congress to cut the regulatory backlog so safe, reliable products reach the field faster. We're also advancing ESA compliance options like drifter reduction adjuvants that reduce no-spray buffers. Protecting the acre, growing the opportunity. Learn more at cpda.com. Well, that's all for today's AgriPulse Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit agripulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.